Right. Who likes birthdays? Who doesn't like birthdays? We should probably ask that to all the older people down there, shouldn't we, who doesn't like birthdays? Because they'll all say to you they don't like birthdays because it reminds them how old they are. I was at a birthday party last night. I was at a birthday party of a guy who's 40 years old. Does that seem really old, 40? So you can answer honestly. Tell me what you honestly think. You don't worry about, you know, your dad's probably 40 and you're worried that if you say that's old, he's going to have, you know, you're going to be in trouble. Is 40 old? No, it's not. Well, that's good. I was one of the old people at this party because I'm a lot past 40. What would you say is old? What would you say is a lot of birthdays? What's old? Yeah.
117.
117, that's a safe answer. Yeah. Okay, what would you... do you know anybody who's 117? No, well, maybe not very many people get there. Is there another one, a bit more sort of an easier answer to think about? What would you think? 100 is pretty old, isn't that? Yeah? You're going to have another go?
80.
80's old, you reckon? Okay, there's a few people nervously laughing out there. I think that they might be 80. 87? Old, okay. Well, let me ask you a question slightly differently. What would be too old to run a race, do you think? Too old to run a race? I'd say, is anybody not? Yeah, what do you think? 95 would be too old to run a race. Do you know, most people could run that. We've got them all running up and down the aisle and see what happens. And we need to have the paramedics on standby. But what do you know what a marathon is?
Yes.
Right, how long is a marathon? How far is a marathon? 26 miles and a little bit more. 26 miles and a little bit more. None of you have ever run a marathon, have you? Do you think anybody out there has run a marathon? Will we ask? Has anybody run a marathon? No? Nobody's. Sorry? Oh, there is somebody up the back. Look at that. He's run a marathon. Time?
3.5 hours.
That's actually quite good. I haven't run a marathon, but that's really pretty good. 26 miles. That's a fair bit of running. It took him 3.5 hours to run it. How old would be too old to run a marathon? Do you think? 87? Yeah? What do you think?
60.
60, right. I'm sort of looking up there at him. I don't know what age he was when he ran it. But 60 is a bit old to run a marathon. Well, let me tell you something. 2 years ago, in the London Marathon. The London Marathon's happening today, but 2 years ago in the London Marathon, the oldest runner who ran the London Marathon was 101 years old. 101. That's old even whether you're not running. He was 101 years old. And his story was that when he was 89, had his 89th birthday, he decided that he would start running. He'd never been running before. He started running at 89 and started running marathons. And as far as I know, he ran his last big race. I think it was 10 kilometers, about 6 miles. That's not very far. He ran that last year when I think he was about 102 or 103 or something like that. That's quite old, isn't it? Do you think we should admire someone like that? Is that a bit of a heroic thing to do? Yeah? Yeah? No? You don't know what to think. It's not a trick question, really, is it? Is it? If you knew, probably it's just so strange, isn't it? Somebody who's 100. But here's a question now for you. This is going to be a harder question for you. Does anybody know a story in the Bible about an oldish man? I don't think he was 100, but an oldish man who ran. It's a story that Jesus told, and it has a man in it who ran. Any ideas? Tell you another bit. This man had two sons, and this man ran. Anybody got any ideas? Tell you a bit more. He had two sons. One of them was older, and the other was younger. That would have to be the case, wouldn't it? But what? Huh?
Abraham.
Did he run? No. This is a story that Jesus told in the New Testament. And this man had two sons. I'm going to have to tell you a bit more. One of the sons went away from home and wasted all his money. We don't know his name, but do you know the story? Anybody know the story, what I'm talking about? Yeah? Do you know the story? No? Forgotten? You've heard it before, but you've forgotten. Yeah. What do you think?
Something son.
The something son. Yeah. The parable of the lost son. Sometimes we call it the story of the prodigal son. So there's this man, and he had two sons. And the younger one took his money, went away, wasted his money, and really, he really made a terrible mess of his life. And he decided he would come back home because he was starving. Nothing to eat, no work, was really hungry. Just very bad work. He was just looking after pigs. And he's coming back home. Now, he's wasted all his money. He's behaved very badly. And as he's on his way home, this is what Jesus says. It says that he arose. This young boy got up. He arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. Now that was a big deal. Because you see, in those days when Jesus told that story, men of that age just didn't run. Well, they wore these big long robes and sandals. It would be very difficult to run if you're wearing big long robes. But he ran. He was so keen to welcome his son back. And it's summertime's coming, and you'll see men, you'll even see old men in their 40s out running these days around the parks and on the roads. And when you see an older man who's running and you think, oh, he's old to be running, you remember this story, because this story tells us about the love that God has for us. That even though we have failed God and we've done things that we shouldn't have done, God wants to forgive us. And that's why he sent Jesus to come and look for us and die for us, so that God could welcome us back as his children. So thank you for listening. You're really very, very good, very quiet. You're well trained. But I want you to remember that. Next time you see an older man, and you maybe see one this afternoon out running along, or maybe your dad will put his trainers on Tuesday night and he'll head out for a run, you think, I know a story about a man who ran. And that story reminds me that God loves me and wants to forgive me for my sin.